Good morning. Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Dogim, Halacha Beis from the beginning. Today is the 5th of Adar Sheni, Tovshin Pei Beis. We dedicate the learning today, Lili Nishmas, Tami Bas Herschel Svi, whose Yorset is today, and Lili Nishmas, Reb Shimshon Barsky, who is a great-grandson of Rabbi Nazal, Reb Shimshon v'Reb Nosson. We also dedicate the learning Lili Nishmas Tuvia b'Reb Yisrael Yitzchak, Yerachmiel Daniel ben Gedalia, David Yisrael b'Reb Ephraim, and Rosa bas Itamar. Halacha Beis, Al Pi HaTorah Ki Merachamim Yenahagein. This halacha will be based on Chapter 7 in Likutei Moran, Hamuva Le'el B'Hilchas Simoni Behema Halacha Beis, which we also refer to earlier in this volume in Hilchas Simoni Behema. Chapter 2. Reminder that what Rav Nosson Zal is doing in Likutei Halachos usually is taking the halacha and connecting it to Chassidus and Kabbalah, to spiritual concepts, usually based on Likutei Moran or Sipurei Maaseis, some of Rabbi Nachman's Sforim. He's making the connection between these concepts in halacha and these spiritual concepts in Chassidus and Kabbalah. Snapir v'kaskeses heim simone dogim. The two signs by which we can recognize a kosher species of fish is if it has fins and scales. Ki dogim gidulon b'mayim. Because fish live in water. Shehu b'chinas yam ha-chochma. And water is referred to as the sea of knowledge. Ve'ein bohem achizas ha-sitra'achra. And the sitra'achra, the forces of evil, have no attachment to fish. Ve'alkein asifoson metaharton. And therefore the fish don't need shchita or other procedures like animals do. By fish just simply gathering them in, that's what makes them kosher. Ve'ein tzrichin tikun. Aval yesh minim tmeim. However, there are non-kosher species of fish. Ve'heim oisam she'ein lohem levush kaskeses usnapir. Those are the ones that do not have this garment of scales covering their body, and also fins. They don't have fins. Ki dogim heim bebechinas eino pekicha, eino chadarachmi. Because as we mentioned previously, fish are associated with that highest level of Kedusha that's referred to sometimes as the Keser, Rotzoin. It's also referred to as the open eye, the eye that never closes, Kavyochel, of Hashem, which is also referred to as the one eye of kindness. When we speak of two eyes, there's a concept of a right and a left. When we speak of Ein Echad, one eye, we're talking about going above where there's right and left. We're going to the place where there is no right and left. There's only oneness. And that oneness is associated with a very high level of kindness. Shehu bechinas he'oras harotzoin. Another term for this, which Rabbi Nazal uses in that chapter on Likutei Moran, is he'oras harotzoin, the light of rotzoin, of desire and goodwill from Hashem. Shemeir b'yam ha-chochma. That's the light that shines into, that feeds the Yam HaChochma. V'alkein hem gdelim b'mayim. And because of the fact that fish are associated with that highest level, therefore they live in water. Haynu b'chinas Yam HaChochma. That's their arena. That's their ballpark. Aval machma she'af al pikein. Nispashet zeh hachius bozeh ho'ilam hagashmi. However, even though we're saying that fish are on such a high level, they are connected to the He'oras HaRotzoin, this Eino Chadarachmi, and they're swimming in the Yam HaChochma, still, the fact that that great light has come down to this physical, materialistic world, Al Kein Heim Tzrichin Levush, Kaskeses Usnapir. Therefore, the fish require a garment, a protection, the protection of the scales and fins. Ki kishein aleihim levush kaskeses, Because when fish do not have this garment, these scales, azai heminim tmeim lagamri, ki heoras harotzein anal, shemisho mekablam hadogim chius, because this very high level of holiness, which is called heoras harotzein, from which the fish draw their spiritual energy, ze bechinas mo, bechinas ayin. That is also referred to as mo. Mo means what? Ayin. Ayin means nothingness. These are all terms used in Sifrei Kabbalah and Chassidus to refer to that highest level. Bechinas makifin, also referred to as makifin. Makifin means that level of knowledge and wisdom that's so high that it cannot enter into the brain. It's like a halo around the brain. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'dore mala, shemeir bohem zois ha-bechina, bechinas ayin, bechinas ma, and this very high level that Rabbeinu Zal also refers to over there in Likut Imran as the dore mala, the upper level, this ayin, this ma is shining into, heim tzrichim lehikolel bebechinas dore mato gamkein. Rabbeinu Zal shows in that chapter on Likut Imran that there are these two categories, dore mala and dore mata, the upper level and the lower level. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there and explains there that each one has to have some of the other one in it. The dore mala has to have some of the qualities of the dore mata. The dore mata has to have some of the qualities of the dore mala. They have to be nichlal in each other. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, the dore mala, this high level that the fish are on, shemeir bohem zois habechina, into which shines this aspect, bechinas ayin, bechinas mo, the highest level, the keser, heim tzrichim lihi kolel bechinas dore mata kamken. These dore mala also have to connect to the dore mata. Hainu bechinas meloi chol haoretz kevoidoi, which Rabbeinu Zal refers to in that chapter in Likut Imran as the level where the message is that Hashem's kavod is everywhere, even in the lowest places. That's the chapter in Likut Imran where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Ayei Mekoyim Kevoidoi versus Meloi Chol Haoretz Kevoidoi. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, the people that are on a very high level, the tzaddik has to be able to show them that you don't know anything, you don't see anything. Your message is, where is Hashem? Because with everything you know and everything, the tzaddik shows them a level where they realize, wow, we don't know anything, we haven't even begun yet. That's Ayei Mekoyim Kevoidoi. Whereas the people who are on a very low level spiritually, and the tzaddik wants to lift them up, he wants to give them encouragement that they need, to them the message is Meloi Chol Haoretz Kevoidoi. The entire world, Oretz means the land, the earth, the lowest places, all of it is filled with Hashem's Kavod. So no matter how far down you are, you are connected. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, the Dore Mala have to connect also to the Dore Mata, which is that message of Meloi Chol Haoretz Kevoidoi, Kedei Shehi Elohem Yira, in order that they should be able to have the very important quality called Yira, respect, fear of Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal shows there in the Likut Imran that if a person's in the state of Ayei, if what I'm feeling is, where is Hashem? I don't see Hashem at all. If I don't see Hashem at all, how could I fear Hashem? How could I respect Hashem? So therefore, the Ayei needs some of the Maloi, Maloi Choretz Kvodei, in order to be able to have that quality of Yira. Kibavur Shom B'Maimranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains this over there in chapter 7 in the second half of Likut Imran. Paragraph Beis, V'Yalkein, and therefore, Dogim, fish, Shechiyusam hu mebechinas heora shel dore mala, where they draw their spiritual life from that upper level, the dore mala, hainu bechinas ma, bechinas ayin, kishe'ein bohem klolius dore mata, when they are not also included and connected to the lower level, bechinas meloi chol haoretz kevoidoi, shaydeze nimshach yira, which would enable them to have this yira, azai machmashehim bozeh ho'ilam agashmi, because that very high level light is down here in this very low level earth, in this physical earth, If they don't have the connection to the Dorei Mata, Heim Nivgomim Legamri. They become totally damaged. Bebechinas Minim Tmeim Legamri. They become non-kosher, a non-kosher fish. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify this. Ki Isa B'divrei Rabbeinu Neiro Yoyer, because it's found in Rabbeinu Zal's words in chapter 12 in the second half of Likut Imran, which is the famous chapter Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi. That chapter deals only with the topic of Aye. Shesitra de Tuma Yoinekes Mebechinas Ayin. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that the low levels of Tuma cannot receive light from regular levels of holiness, because that light wouldn't be powerful enough for them. They would damage the light. They have to receive a light coming from the highest place. It's only the light that's coming from the highest place, the Keser, which is called the hidden light. That hidden light has the ability to go down to the lowest places and give them a connection to Hashem. Just like when the Jews were in Egypt, we're told that we reached almost the bottom of the bottom, the point of no return, the 49th level of Tumah. Therefore, it says that when it came to taking the Jews out, Hashem said, I couldn't send an angel to do it. Ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy sarof, ani v'loy acher. Only I was able to go down there to rescue them. Because a malach, or even a sarof, the highest level angel, would have been damaged in the process. The tumor was so powerful. Shesitra de tumor yoinekes mebechinas ayin. The levels of tumor, impurity, their connection to Hashem is to the highest place, that place called Ayin. Machma shebechina zu ne'elemes v'nisteres moid. Because of the fact that that holiness called Ayin, Mor, He'oras HaRotzoi, Makifin, is so hidden, it's so well hidden, therefore, Alkein he'mekablam mishom chiyus. Therefore, they are able to receive light from their life, Umastirin umalimin legamri elikusius barach. And they unfortunately hide and cover up the light of Hashem because they're in super tuma. Nimtza sheikar hatuma v'hakfira yinikosa mebechinasayin. That the real worst tuma, impurity and denial of Hashem, its connection is to ayin. Because again, the word ayin means nothing. The words ayin mekom kevodoi means where is Hashem, as if Hashem is absent. Because Hashem is so hidden on that, the light is so bright that it has to be super hidden. Ki ikar bechinas aye ein yecholim lekabel kiim dorei mala. Because the real benefits of that highest level light, that aye, the only ones who really are able to receive that fully are the ones who are on a very high level, the Dorei Mala. V'gam heim tzrichen lihikolel b'b'chinas Dorei Mata. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in the Likut Imran that they, even though they're on such a high level, they must also connect to the Dorei Mata. B'chinas meloi chol oretz kevoidoi. That level of realizing that Hashem is everywhere. They have to have both of these seeming contradicting concepts in their mind. Where is Hashem? And Hashem is everywhere. Aval Dorei Mata, whereas those who are on a very low level, kishemekablem ebechinas ayin levad, if and when they receive only from the high level, and they don't have the maloi chol oretz kevoidoi, azay nase etzlam chas v'shon kfira lagamri chas v'shon, then that light turns into kfira. Because again, they don't have the kalim, they don't have the proper vessels to be able to receive the light in a beneficial way. It's interesting, we're in Adar Sheni, we're heading towards Purim, towards Pesach. I remember hearing from my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld Zal that in the Haggadah, when it lists the four sons, Keneged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah, the Torah is addressing four types of sons: Chacham, Rasha, Tam She'enu Yidei Lishoel. Those are the four sons. So the question that many commentaries ask, the Chacham should be on top. Shouldn't the Rasha be on bottom? Isn't the Rasha the lowest level? Why is the Rasha right next to the Chacham? And he mentioned that I believe it's the Arizal that says, a chacham that doesn't have a Rasha next to him is not a chacham. Meaning, again, the chacham is the Dorei Mala. The Rasha is the Dorei Mata. In order for the chacham to benefit properly from that high level that he's on, he must have a connection to the Dorei Mata. Moshe Rabbeinu connected to a Yisroi. And again, many of the tzaddikim, it's brought that at Rabbeinu Zal's table, there were two levels of people. There were people at Rabbeinu Zal's table that in other places they could be leaders, they could be admorim, great rebbes, like Rabbi Nosson Zal, Rabbi Naftali Zal, Rabbi Yudel, Rabbi Aaron. These were giants, giants. And yet they came to Rabbeinu Zal as students. And there were other people at Rabbeinu Zal's table for whom the Sho'el Tachtius would be too good for them. They didn't qualify for the Sho'el Tachtius, which is the lowest, lowest level, minus seven in Gehenna. So again, the Dorei Mala must connect to the Dorei Mata also. V'al kein, and therefore, Dogim, fish, Shechiusa mebechinas eina pekicha, where we said their source of life is that highest level, the Eina Pekicha, Bechinas Rotzoin, Bechinas Makifin, Bechinas Ayin, Hein Tzrichim Lehislabesh Belevush Kaskeses. They must connect to the bottom level, to the Malchus, which is called garment, clothing, this garment of scales. Kamashikosuv, as the Pasuk says, Veshiryoin Kaskasim Hu Lovush. Armor in the shape of scales he was dressed in. This is referring to Goliath. So we see that Kaskasim is referred to as a Levush. And Levush, Ulevush Zebchinas Yira. Ki Yira hu Malchus, Shu Bechinas Kovoid, Bechinas Levushim. Levush is associated with Yira, which is Malchus, which is Kovoid, which is Levushim. The Gemara, Rabbi Nizal quotes the Gemara many times, Rabbi Yochanan Kori Le Lamane Mechabdusa. Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothing as his kovoid. And kovoid is synonymous with malchus. Melech ha-kovoid. Ve'yovoi melech ha-kovoid. And kovoid and malchus are synonymous with yira. Il mole moiro'o shel malchus ish es re'eu chayim bloim. Were it not for the fear and respect for kingdom, people would swallow each other alive. So Rabbi Nosson Zal is showing the connection between all of these things. We say Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh, that Malchus is associated with the Levush. Hainu, Shelevush HaKaskasim Ze Simen Sheyesh Bohem Chiyus Mebechinas Yira. Those fish that have this garment of the scales, that shows that they're also drawing life from Yira, from Malchus, which is referred to as the garment. Shehi Bechinas Levush. Veze Bechinas Snapir Gamkein. And this is also related to the fins that a kosher fish must have. Ki Snapir Zebechinas Even Sapir. The word Snapir is like the word, and comes from the word Sapir, which means a stone, a precious stone that shines brightly. Kamashamra, as it says in the Medrash Tanchuma, and in Medrash Yashirim, Haluchois Shel Snapirion Hayu, that the luchos which Moshe Rabbeinu brought down from heaven were from this special stone called Snapirion. Hainu min even, a type of stone. Ze gamkein remez al bechinas malchus shenikres even sapir. And this also alludes to the sphere of malchus, which in Sifrei Kabbalah, malchus is referred to sometimes as even sapir. Shehu bechinas yira. And again, we said Malchus is associated with Yira. V'oz, remember on Rosh Hashanah, when we highlight Hashem's Malchus, Melech HaKodesh, Melech HaMishpoit, we pray for Yira. Uvechein tein pachtecha, Hashem alekeinu, al kol ma'asecha, v'eimoscha al kol ma'ashebarosa. The emphasis is on Yira. Yomim noiroim, days of awe, it's called. V'oz, kishayesh bahadogim bechinas simonim anal. And then, when the fish has these two signs, the scales and the fins, Hamaramzim al Bechinas Yira Malchus, which allude to Yira and Malchus, as Rav Nosson Zal just showed, Azai Heiminim Tohoirim. Those kind of fish are kosher fish. We may eat from them. Whereas when the fish doesn't have these garments of the scales and the fins, then they are out of bounds. They're off limits. They're non-kosher. Ki b'chinas ayin levad, kishemekaplem imeno levad chiyus, bozehoy lamagashmi, because that super high level, that ayin, that keser, by itself, without any filters, without any coverings, if we receive that light in this world without any coverings, bifrat min chai, especially we're not even talking about a human being, we're talking about a fish. If a fish is going to receive that highest level light without coverings, azay nasam izin sitra de tuma lagamri, that becomes tomei. That light is blinding. It's harmful. It's destructive. It becomes treif. Bechinas kfirus. It results in denial of Hashem. Like a person staring at the sun, what happens? They see black. They don't see light. They see the absence of light. Because as we showed in the beginning of this halacha, the fish are drawing their energy from up there, from ratzoin, from ayin, from mor. V'alkein srichin shayia al hadogim levush kaskeses usnapir. Therefore, in order for them to be kosher, they must have those garments of the scales and the fins. V'halavush hi bechinas yira malchus. And we said a garment is associated with Yira Malchus. Shezeh nimshach mebechinas meloi choloretz kevoidoi. Malchus is the lowest level of the spheroids. That's associated with the pasuk that Hashem's kavod is everywhere. Like we say in davening, Umalchusoi bakoil mashola. Hashem's kingdom rules everywhere. That bakoil means even in the lowest, lowest places. Va'oz heim tohoirim. And when a fish has this aspect of malchus, the yira, the levush, then that fish is a kosher fish. And then we may eat from that fish. Ki achilosenu tzricho lihiois misitra de kedusha, because our eating must be coming from a place of holiness, kedei sheyeh nimshach yira aleinu, in order that we should be able to draw yira upon ourselves al yedei achilosenu during the time that we're eating. Kimavur b'divra Rabbeinu Nariyar, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this also over there in chapter 7 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on. Rabbeinu Zal has a whole major paragraph about eating, that eating is a time of he'oras harotzoin, when a person receives this very high level of light, and therefore it must have the aspect, the yira aspect associated with it. Interesting, Kriyashma is called Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shamayim, that when we say the Shema, we're accepting upon ourselves Hashem's kingdom, Hashem's authority. In the second sentence of Kriya Shema, Baruch Shem Kivoyd Malchus Eloilam Voed, where we say specifically, blessed is Hashem's name, Hashem's Kavoyd, Hashem's Malchus. All three of those are Malchus, Malchus, Malchus. The first letters of Baruch Shem Kivoyd Malchus Eloilam Voed are Bigimatria Lovesh, Lamed Beis Shin, which means a Malbush, which again is the Malchus, as Rabbeinu Zal showing us here. Levush, which is the Malchus. Any questions, please?
Good morning, Rav Nosson.
Good morning.
I understand that the Doremal and Doremata must include elements of each other within one another. If the Doremata do not have elements of the Doremala, then they have Pagum Lagamri. What is a pagum if the Dora Mala don't have elements of the Dora Mata in them?
It's having a very high level light with no filter. And in this world, if a person receives that high level light with no filter, it's blinding, it's damaging.
The second thing is, can Rav Nosson address eating fish specifically on three Suddhas, Shabbos, as it relates to this possibly?
The answer is that fish is mentioned in many places in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the Gemara even, and in Rabbeinu Zal's forum, as representing holiness, something very holy. The Gemara says that Talmidei Chachamim and Tzadikim are compared to fish. Just like a fish cannot live out of water, Talmidei Chachamim cannot live without Torah, which is compared to water. And there are many, many associations in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus between fish and tzaddik and Talmud Chacham. And Rav Nosson Zal showed us here that the fish are living in water. That means they're living in this Yam HaChachma versus humans and animals on dry land, where we are living in a lower place, in a sense. The Arizal is the one, I believe, who stresses that it's important to have fish, if at all possible, at all three meals on Shabbos. Halacha Gimel. Simone Dogim, Snapir Vekaskeses. Again, the signs that define a kosher fish are fins and scales. Vho Iker Hu Kaskeses. And between those two, the more important one is the scales. Kikol Sheshloi Kaskeses, Yeshloi Snapir. They're all fish that have scales will also have fins. Vyesh Sheshloi Snapir, Veinloi Kaskeses. Whereas there are fish that have fins, but they don't have scales. Ki iso b'maymar uveyoyim habikurim v'so'ervim tzivisi l'chalkaleko b'likutei tanino simen dalet. We find in chapter 4, in the second half of Likutei Moran, Rabbein Zal says there, shalidei tzedaka alidei ze moitzien hachius sheyoynek metzach hanochosh mizikne hador she'en bohem shleimus. This chapter, chapter 4, in the second half of Likutei Moran, is a large Torah. And Rabbeinu Zal discusses many different topics in it. One of the topics that he discusses is the source, the origin from which the Sitra Achra draws its power. And he refers to the term Ziknei Hador She'ein Bohem Shleimus. Elderly people, or very educated people, but who do not connect to Torah and Avodas Hashem. They're aging and they've become old and they're not filling their days with Torah, with Avodas Hashem. They are referred to as Ziknei Hador She'ein Bohem Shleimus, and Rabbeinu Zal shows there that they are referred to as the Metzach HaNochosh, a very, very high place in the Sitra Achra. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, he shows in the beginning of the Torah, he elaborates on the mitzvah of tzedakah, and he ends up showing through that chapter of Likutei Moran that by giving tzedakah properly, by this we succeed in extracting the energy that the Metzach HaNochosh draws from these Ziknei Hador She'ein Bohem Shleimus. I'm sorry, I wasn't accurate in what I said before. There's something called Metzach HaNochosh, which is a very high level in the Sitra Achra. And the Metzach HaNochosh receives its power, it draws energy, it feeds on the Ziknei Hador She'ein Bohem Shleimus. These people who are existing, they're living in the world, and they're not filling their days with Torah, so their days are dead. They have no life to them. And death is, the Sitra Achra draws on death. The Sitra Achra is called death. V'azai nizgale Metzach HaRotzoim. And when this tzedakah is being given properly, and we succeed in removing the source of energy and life that the Metzach HaNochosh is drawing, then there's revealed the opposite of the Metzach HaNochosh, which is called the Metzach HaRotzoim. The term Metzach means forehead. The term Metzach in the Zohar HaKadosh, Metzach HaRotzoim, again, is used to refer to those highest, highest levels of holiness and kindness. Shabbos Mincha is called Raiva Derivin, Rotzen Shibretzoinus, and it's also referred to as Metzach HaRotzoim. Ki yesh chachmei hateva shehem bechines chayois rois. Rabbeinu Zal says over there in that chapter in the Likutei Moran that there are scientists who deny the existence of Hashem, and they are like wild animals that tear their prey. They tear Jews away from Hashem, chas v'shalom. They tear people away from Emuna. V'heim roitzim lehizgaber chas v'shalom al koil ha-kriya shel yontif. And these chayes rois try to overpower the announcement that the holidays announce. Rabbeinu Zal shows there each one of our holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, are all proclaiming the existence and greatness of Hashem. Because on each one of those holidays, we're commemorating miracles that were performed. Miracles are the opposite of the sciences, the natural sciences. Those scientists don't believe in miracles. They deny it. So Yontif is all about, Yontif is called Mikra Kodesh. It announces the holiness. It reminds us of the miracles of Hashem, which means it refreshes and rejuvenates our emunah in Hashem. Whereas these guys, these Chayes Rois, they try to overpower that announcement of Yontif. Shekoyre umegale es harotzim. Yontif announces and reveals the will of Hashem. Shehakoyl bertzoyne es borach, that everything in this world is operating according to the will of Hashem. And if Hashem wants the underdog to win, if Hashem wants David HaMelech to defeat Goliath, he can do it. If Hashem wants a handful of Chashmonoim to defeat the Greek army, they can do it. If Hashem wants Avram Avinu to go and fight against four kings that just defeated five kings, he can do it. That's this concept of miracle, above nature, unnatural, above nature, which is the message of Yontif. And when these scientists are trying to overpower and drown out the message of Yontif, the solution to this is Al Yidei Hechochem Shebigdusha. This requires the great tzaddik, the great chacham, holy chacham, Sheyoidea lekasher kol haritzoinois l'shoyresh haratzoin, who knows how to take all the ritzoinois of this world, all of the desires, and all of our spiritual desires, and connect it to the source of all ratzoin, shehu bechinas meitzach haratzoin, which is called meitzach haratzoin, that highest level, that keser, shehu bechinas raiva deraivin, which is called ratzoin sheberatzoinos, bechinas histalkus Moshe b'shabes b'shaita de mincha. As the Zohar Kodesh tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was in this world, he was on a very high level. When he left this world, he went up, he went higher. Where did he go to? He went to a place called Ratzoin Sheberetzoinois, Raiva Deraivin. Ach yesh bechinas meitzach anochosh. However, there is this opposing force of Tumah called the Meitzach Anochosh, Sheroitza lehizgaber afilu keneged Meitzach Haratzoin chas v'shon, which tries to do battle even against the highest levels of Kiddusha, the Meitzach HaRatzon. And Rabbi Nizal shows there that this Meitzach HaNochosh draws its energy from those older people who are not filling their days with any Kiddusha, with any Das. And through the mitzvah tzedakah, Rabbi Nizal shows there, that's how we remove that source of energy that the Meitzach HaNochosh is drawing from those elders. Vazai nichna v'nizbatel Meitzach HaNochosh. And through this we bring about the downfall and the elimination of the Meitzach HaNochosh. Vazai mizgalev Meitzach HaRatzoim. And then the Meitzach HaRatzoim is revealed, the very high level of holiness. Vazai nechnoim v'noiflim kol chachmei ateva. And then all of these scientists who do not believe in miracles, they don't believe in Hashem, they don't believe in the Torah Shebal Peh, they are defeated and they have their downfall. Shehim b'chinas chayos rois hadorsim v'torfim. Rabbi Nizal over there towards the beginning of that chapter of the Torah refers to them as wild animals that tear, that trample and tear their prey. They're major destructive forces. They might look like nice guys. They wear ties and three-piece suits, and they speak nicely, some of these scientists, but they're really the worst, one of the worst forms of evil in the world, because they are the ones who promote denial of Hashem, Rachmana l'Tzlan. And when they're defeated, Vazai nizgale v'nishma koil hakriya shel Yontif, then that announcement, that proclamation that the holidays are proclaiming, Shekoyre umegale es haratzoin, whereby Yontif delivers the message that everything in the world is being controlled by the will of Hashem. Hashem was able to split the Red Sea on Pesach. Hashem was able to perform all the miracles at Matan Torah. Hashem had these miracle clouds that accompanied us for which we celebrate the holiday of Sukkot. Vayidei Yizgalos HaRotzoin Nase Yira. And Rabbein Azal shows over there in Likutei Moran that when this light of Heoros HaRotzoin is shining properly, that generates Yira. We say in Ashrei every day, Ritzoin Yireyov Yaseh. Rotzoin generates Yira. That's another way of translating that pasuk. Vayidei HaYira Shofea Chesed. And Rabbein Azal shows there, when you have Yira, then Hashem can send down a flow of Chesed. Because if a person wants to show me kindness, they want to give me a drink, and I don't have a cup, it's going to get my shoes and pants wet. It's not going to accomplish anything positive. You must have the keli. The keli is Yira. So Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter, Likutei Moran, one of the things that he's building up to is an incredible influx of Yira. And he says, once we have that Yira, Hashem can turn on the real full measure of Chesed so that we shouldn't even have to go to work. Our parnasa should be given to us by others. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about that again in that chapter. What we did now, just now, in a paragraph of about 20 lines, Rabbeinu Zal has about 8 pages over there, really going into detail, showing all of these connections very elaborately. Any questions, please?
Good morning. Can I ask one about Yira?
Sure.
The Rav could elaborate. How do we know the balance of Yira? In other words, a lot of Rabbanim, Mashiach's coming. We've been told this many times. My question is, I have a lot of pachad, because if Mashiach comes, how do I know I did the right thing? What am I going to do here? I'm a little bit afraid that Hashem's not going to be happy with me. Can you elaborate on this,
yes,
on the balance of Yira?
I've heard this from a number of people, this issue, that there are some people who are wishing sort of in the back of their mind or the front of their mind that I don't want Mashiach to come yet. He should wait until I do a couple of mitzvahs, a couple of more mitzvahs, or I do tshuva better, you know, etc., etc. The state that I'm in now. We need to know that the concept of Mashiach coming represents a universal tikkun, a major boom of Hashem's kindness. That doesn't mean that there isn't going to be any judgment then. There will be judgment. But the coming of Mashiach is a gift for all Jews. All Jews. Some of us will have to experience some difficulties in the process. But in the overall picture, Mashiach's coming is 99.9% wonderful, chesed, fabulous, for everybody, for all of us, all of us. Especially some of the things that we stress in our shiurim, trying to connect to a true tzaddik, trying to connect properly to the Torah, and using tefillah, praying. A person who has those three things and a degree of emunah in yourself, self-confidence. I'm not bad. I'm not all bad. There's good. I'm zecha. I am. There are good things that I'm doing. And I'm hopeful that the good will supersede the negative. And the correct attitude of a Jew is supposed to be this optimism. Optimism, hope, avoiding the negativity. Now, those people who say, Mashiach's got to be right around the corner. That's a dangerous thing to say, because like you said, there are many people that said that many times in the past hundreds of years, and Mashiach didn't come right away. So a Jew, the attitude that we're supposed to have is Achak Eloi b'chol yom sheyavoi, that we're anxiously awaiting Mashiach's coming today. And we know that he can come today. And if he does, we're going to sell major celebration. But in another pocket, I need to know that the Sforim tell us that there's so much tikkun that has to take place in order to prepare the world for Mashiach, so that if he doesn't come in the next minute, I need to know that I don't fall apart. I don't give up on his coming. It's an important balance. And how does a person have this balance? Through tefillah. Help me understand the Torah properly, and therefore be able to balance the ahava and the yira. In one pocket, I look at myself as the lowest of the low. I haven't even started yet what I should be doing in serving Hashem. In the other pocket, I'm so lucky. I live in Eretz Yisrael. I'm breathing the air of Eretz Yisrael, which that itself is kedusha. I'm walking on the ground of the ground of Eretz Yisrael forgives. And those who are outside of Eretz Yisrael, but they want to be connected to Eretz Yisrael, they study the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, they support Eretz Yisrael, are also connected. Because there's this balance between incredible optimism and judging ourselves favorably on one hand, and on the other hand, knowing that I have a lot to do and I shouldn't be lazy. I should try to every day add another mitzvah, another good deed.
Thank you, Rav Nosson, and also thank you for this beautiful shiur that we have here. I'm very, very thankful that you give your time to Klal Yisrael so that we could feel great about our day before we start our day.
Sure.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you for this fabulous group of people that's making it possible. We're in this together, Baruch Hashem. Paragraph Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas dogim tohoirim v'dogim tmeim. And based on that chapter in Likutei Moran, we'll be able to understand these two categories, kosher fish and non-kosher fish. Ki isa, because it's brought again in Sifrei Kabbalah and in Sifrei Hasidus, shedogim heim bebechinas einei pekicha, that fish don't sleep. Their eyes are open and they're connected to that level of kedusha that's called Eina Pekicha, that Keser, that Ratzon, that Ayin, that Ma. Shehu Bechinas Eina Chadrachmi, which the Zohar HaKadosh refers to as that one eye of kindness, where there's no left and right there. It's all right. It's all Chesed. Shezeo Bechinas Raiva Deraivin. Another term for that is Raiva Deraivin. Bechinas Metzach HaRatzon Kanal. V'alkein Dogim Asifasan humetarasan. And therefore the Gemara says in Chulin that how does a fish become kosher? Just by gathering it in. Just gathering in the fish, it's automatically kosher. The ein tzrichin shchita klal. They don't require any shchita or any of the other procedures that animals require. Ki ikar hashchita shel kol balei chayim hu bishvil lahachnia ruach habehemius. Because one of the main reasons behind the mitzvah of shechita of an animal is to defeat and subdue the animal instinct in that animal. Shehu b'chinas chochmas hateva, which is synonymous with science. That science that denies the existence of Hashem. That's called behema. They think they're smart. They think it's seichel. It's not seichel. It's stupidity. The Darwin's theory of evolution and some of these other theories of these scientists, sheer stupid. It's behema. It's not Adam. Shehu bechinas ksilus. It's foolishness, silliness. Bechinas behema, she'en lo das. We refer to it like an animal that does not have human intellect. Keneged chochmas ha-Torah. Compared to the wisdom of the Torah, shehu ikar ha-chochmo ha-mitis, which is the true chachma, shehu bechinas Adam. The chachma, the Torah, is referred to as human intellect, versus again the animal intellect. Kimufa b'maimar dirshu, as Rabbeinu Zal presents this in chapter 37 in Likutei Moran, shechachma is chitzoinios keneged chachma satoira heim bechinas behema keneged Adam. In that chapter, in Likutei Moran, chapter 37, in the beginning, Rabbeinu Zal gives us column A and column B. In column A, you have Adam. Column B, you have Behema. In column A, you have Torah. In column B, you have the stupidity of the Chochmas Chitzonius. And in column A, you have light. Column B, you have darkness. Column A, you have life. Column B, you have death. There's a whole series over there. V'alkein Yisroel hadvukim batoira kruim Adam. And this is why the Jewish nation, which is attached to the Torah, we are referred to as Adam. Aval umay soilam, whereas the other nations of the world, she'oiskim b'chochmas chitzonius, who are not connected to the Torah, they rejected the Torah. They're involved in their sciences and culture, what they call culture. Shehu chochmas hateva, heim kruim behema. The Torah refers to them as behema. K'may shom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says in Yevamos, on the pasuk Adam ki yakriv mikem korban, the Gemara says Atem kruim Adam. You, the Jewish nation, are called Adam. The Ein Ha'akum Kruim Adam. The idol worshippers, they are not called Adam. Nimtza shekol hachayos ubehemos va'oifos ukiyosei she'ein lahem das Adam kulam heim bebechinas chochmas hateva shehu bechinas behemias uksilis. So therefore, all of the animals, the domesticated and non-domesticated animals, and the birds who do not have possess human intellect, they are associated with these sciences. The secular wisdom, shehu bechinas behemias ksilos, which is referred to as animal foolishness compared to the chachma of the Torah. Ki geder ha'adam hu hadas shehu ha'Torah. Because the term Adam is associated with Das, which is Torah. Rabbi Nizal brings, I believe in chapter 101 in Likut Imran, Rabbi Nizal quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, which says that the word Adam is three times Yud-Heh. Three times 15 is 45. Yud-Keh are the letters of Hashem's name that are associated with Seichel. The Yud is Chachma, the Heh is Bina. The combination of them is Das. Three times Yud-Keh, corresponding to the three parts of the brain, is Bigmatria Adam. So the Iker Adam is the Seichel, the Das. Ki Rak Chachma Satoira Hu Chachma V'Das Amiti. Because it's only the wisdom of the Torah that's called the true Chachma, the true Das. V'Kol Shara Chachmas Chitzonis Shel Chachmi Ateva, and all of the sciences, all the secular wisdom, when it's not connecting to Hashem, Kulam Heim Ksilus Gomor, is total silliness. Bechinas Behemis Keneged Chochmas HaTorah. We refer to it as Behema compared to the Chochmah of the Torah. Any questions, please? Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain very, very thoroughly, Mitzvah Hashem, again, how this leads into a discussion regarding kosher fish versus non-kosher fish, etc. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. Yeshua is, Besuras Tovah is, Refuah is, all the good things that we need, Mitzvah Hashem.